400 years have been discriminated and humiliated and enslaved by the Egyptians. Naturally, there was bitterness. Bitterness was accumulated, was built up in the hearts of the Jews. So even the Jews who had Nevi'im as leaders could not be trusted. Once the chains of slavery are taken off, so if they will go out at night when there is no light, so then all the mazikim, I mean the instincts in the person, will start operating and waxing. This is what is happening to every liberation movement when they are not ready, you know, to restrain themselves. That's what happens now in South Africa. This is what happens now in South Africa. And maybe, again, I mean, don't mention it. Maybe it's a good thing, I mean, maybe it's min hashamayim. The latest news is that on the south side there is so much friction between the Arabs and the blacks, because the Arabs bought many stores, they buy up the stores in the south side, and then they do terrible things, the Arabs. So poor Jesse Jackson feels very bad, and he's trying to resolve the conflict. Why? It's again the same thing. They are involved in the liberation movement, but on account of the fact that they were not exhorted by their leaders to exercise restraint against the whites, they have plenty of resentment against the whites. But there is no one who tells them, exercise restraint over your instincts. Don't try to be vindictive. Forget that the wrongs that the whites did to you. So the mazikim have the upper hand over them now. So that's why it says, who are the mazikim? The instincts in man. They are big mazikim. Especially when a slave becomes liberated, when he throws off the shackles of slavery, so then he is ready, you know, to mete out vengeance. Because there is so much bitterness in his heart. This is what is happening in South Africa. And it should be inspired that the Jews in South Africa should leave right now. Leave all their wealth, because Chas v'Shalom, if there is a revolution, so no one is sure with his life. What do they have against the Jews? But that's the nature, that's human nature. The Jews were wealthy, they were poor, the Jews were not enslaved, they were enslaved, so maybe it's the fault of the Jews. It's the fault of the Jews. Because we don't exercise any restraint. When a slave is liberated, then he has to exercise more and more restraint. Okay, sorry then. I waste the time, but it's not for publication, this talk. You can't say a word of criticism even against Jesse Jackson, who is a violent anti-Semite, but I wouldn't dare say it publicly. You can't say it. One Orthodox rabbi in Washington, Rabbi Rabinovich, was killed by blacks because some blacks thought that he was the rabbi who spoke against Jesse Jackson. The truth was, he didn't even speak against Jesse Jackson. It was another rabbi, a conservative rabbi, Rabbi Rabinovitz, who spoke against Jesse Jackson. But this Orthodox rabbi, Rabbi Banevich, lived in their neighborhood. So they killed him. They killed him. This is the kind of situation he had. Why? Because the people who are being liberated are not exercising restraint. And when a liberated person, what happened in Rome when the slaves were liberated, all kinds of orgies and violence took place. It always happens. All right. Now, Meise, uchei abei ka mizrach shemesh, al mei ayimomehu. So the Makshin assumed that the pshat in the posik is keeya, which is beikea. So eya is the shem dovo of beikea, of mourning, yizrach shemesh. So we see that eya is used as a synonym for Beikah, as a Shem Dovah for Beikah. Niksiv Eya Beikah, Ucheya Beikah Ksiv, Viyachekoma, Ucheya Beikah, Beilomazer, Kinzri Hashemesh of Sadikon Rabo. So that took shot. Rashes Pshat and Ramatam Pshat. Ramatam Pshat is very simple. Very simple. So, according to Ramtam Shat, it means Ucheya Beika Beyom Hazeh. When is the light at its maximum in the daytime? At noontime. Then, when the sun is in the center of the sky, above everybody's head, so then the sun is the strongest. And the light is at its maximum. So keiya beika beyom hazeh keinzri hashemesh lesadikim leyom habo. In other words, the light leyom habo will be so much more than the light leyom hazeh, that the degree of light at sunrise will be equal to the degree of light leyom hazeh at noon. At noon. All right. That's Hamitam's pshat. But Rashi, he says, Pirish Hamitam, the Ainat Hatzi Ayel, Kidimucha of Electronic Nishat, that the Rav Shoyis Nikko Beiker, Keinze Yet Hilas Rikas Hashemesh, the Haina and its Hamor as Hadikim Lehosid Lobei. How does Rashi explain it? Rashi's pshat is involves the deichak in the pshat, in the posi, and in the Loshna Gemara. So, Ucheya Beikea, Hashle Mashmalon Vishim Dovo, Vohokom Adovit, Ucheya Zed Haile Beikea, Ken Yizrach Shemesh Lasadikim, Sheyitzu Mafiloson Lom Abo. So, it's Mashma that Eir is the Shem Dovo, the synonym of Beikea, Eir, which is Beikea. Yizrach Shemesh, Miksiv Eir Beikea, Dainish in Dobo, Vnum Eir O Beikea, Vachem Yizrach Shemesh, Ucheya Beikea Ksiv, Vein Ze Shem Dobo, Elo Kemeya Shal Beikea Yizrach Shemesh, Kishemaschil A Beikea Lehoya Beir O Maze, Vuchishach Fihofeil Baalis HaShacha, Nega Kisrich Asa Shemesh, Shall achshov ti eisei sho la tzadikim ozlovin. So what the pasuk means, according to Rashi, that the today beilam hazeh now, so dawn, there is very little light. You can hardly see a dawn. All right, there are streaks of light at dawn. What does dawn mean? Here are mizrach. There are streaks of light from the mizrach, but you couldn't read the newspaper at dawn without turning on the light. You couldn't. But So there's just very little light at on. But Leila Mabo, so the light will be so much more than Leila Mazeh, that at dawn Leila Mabo, so will be the same light as sunrise. Leila Mazeh. Bishmasla Bikal Mazeh Vechishaloch Balis Ashacha. גזרה שמשלח די שול צדיק וסלוי שלפי שיהיה חמו כתו מעיד והפריס השחר שלו יורך אני צריך לשלח עכשיו so it's the lotion of the gemore in the pshat in the posik according to Rashi's pshat is not smooth because here it says וכאי הבי כאבי למזה כאזריך השמש לצדיק ונעבו so it should be according to Rashi's pshat So the Gemara should say that Eir Beiker of Amud HaShachar Be'ilom Habo is Kein Zrich HaShemesh Be'ilom HaZeh. All right, but Rashi reads it into the Gemara, but this is actually what it means. Doesn't the Torah say in this passage explicitly that Yein and Eir is Ein Hach? Eir is Yein, Yein is Eir. So the Gemara says, Horekoma, Limeir Ubo Kol Yein. That it's not, the pshat is not vayikro l'kim le'ayayin, that Eir is Yayin, or Mimele Yayin is Eir, Yishin Dovo of Yayin, but the Rebbein Shalilom called that which sheds light Yayin. Now this pasuk is mentioned before the installation of the Meiris. The installation of the Meiris took place in Yom Avi, and this is mentioned in Yom Rishon. So until the Meiris or Kiyah were installed, the Chamor, the Livono, the Kehovim, and so on. So then there was some other source of light, not the sun, some other source. I mean, it's not for us to know what emanated the light until the Imobi, but there was. So whatever it was, so that thing the Torah called Yain, but it doesn't mean that Eir means Yain. That which sheds light, the Torah called it, Limeir Ubo Koriyein, Misho Shemaschi Leoyer, V'hai Eir Laf Shindavon. So the Pshat is, Vayikro Elikim, Leir Yein, that when the light started to emanate, So it's already Yayin. What does that mean? That at Amud HaShachar, that's a halacha, a din here. It's not just a mere physical phenomenon. It's a halacha that when it begins to emanate light, it's already Yayin. So then the Gemara said, Monifshach, if the pshat in the pasuk is, Ovayikra l'kim le'ayin, that when light begins to emanate, so then it's already Yayin, even though there was only the beginning of the emanation of the shedding of light. So the same thing should be true with the other half of the pasuk. V'lachei shachkor alaylo, that it doesn't mean when it's completely dark, then it's Lila. But when it begins to become dark, it's Lila. Now, when is it completely dark? That's his hobby. When does it begin to become dark? At sunset. Until sunset, the process of becoming dark has not even begun. But at sunset, so it begins to become dark. The first few moments after sunset, there is substantial daylight. Substantial daylight. You know, there is such a thing that is called civil twilight. Civil twilight. Civil twilight means the interval between sunset until the moment when the sun has set 6 degrees below the horizon. 6 degrees below the horizon. Let's say usually civil twilight is about 24 minutes. 24 minutes. Or sometimes 25, sometimes 26, sometimes 23, but average is 24 minutes. Why is it called civil twilight? Because you can do many things. You can read a book, you can function by the light that takes place during the civil twilight. So even though it's at sunset, it's not dark, but the darkness has begun. So monefshach, if the pshat in the pasuk of Vayikra Elokim Leila Yom is that the moment it started to shed light, so it's already Yom opening, even though it's substantially dark, you couldn't read anything. So the pshat in the other half of the pasuk, v'lachei shachkor lailo, is the same. That the moment it begins to become dark, even though there is still considerable light, daylight, you can read the whole book, it's already lailo. But that's not so. The halacha is that when is lailo constituted? Tzisek hovu. What does Tzisek Hovin determine? Tzisek Hovin is the moment when it's completely dark. When it's completely dark. So in other words, why is Tzisek Hovin the moment when it's completely dark? Because what does it mean, Tzisek Hovin? The stars come out. The stars don't come out that moment. The stars are there all the time. In other words, they become visible. So, in the daytime, you can't see them. You can't see them. There are certain stars that you can see in the daytime too, very big stars. So you can see them in the daytime too. Kehovim hanirim b'yei. That's kehovim daily. Kehovim daily. But kehovim tani. Stars that are relatively of a smaller magnitude, so in the daytime you couldn't see. Then when it becomes dark, so then you see certain stars, but not all the stars. But then when it becomes completely dark, so then you can see all the stars. What is it? What I mean, I say all the stars. No one sees all the stars. There are certain stars that no astronomer through all the telescopes has ever seen. I mean, but it means those stars that are seen at any time in the night can be seen already. So, Tzisek HaHovim is the moment when it's completely dark. So mele, you can see the stars of smallest magnitude. Doesn't mean of smallest magnitude that all the stars in the universe are seen. I mean the stars of smallest magnitude that can be seen at any time. I'll see nobody. It's easy to call. Let's say 72 minutes after sunset, or 90 minutes after sunset. So, the halacha is, someone of Shach, if the pshat in Vayikra L'kin Ve'ayei is l'meir, the moment it starts to shed light, even though it's substantially dark, so it's already ayin, so maybe the pshat l'achish hakol ha'eloi is also the same. That the moment the darkness begins, even though there is more light than darkness, so it's already Lilo. So that should mean that Lilo is constituted immediately at sunset, but it's not so. Lilo is constituted only at Sekhodim. That means when it's completely dark. For kind of one that is Sekhodim, Yimomehu, Elohoche Koma, Kai Rachmono, Neireu, Pagdam, Tversliyem. The Rebbeinu Shalom ordered that that substance that was the source of light in the first few days in Brias Ha'ilam, from Sunday till Wednesday, that he should rain in the daytime. I mean, no one knows exactly how it shed light and prior to the installation of the meiris, but it was done in a certain way. So koro kali rachmon l'neiru pagdam tzvos yeme v'kali rachmon l'chshuchu pagdam tzvos yeme. No one among us knows exactly. Today we know that it becomes daylight when the sun rises, and it becomes dark when the sun sets. But in the few days prior to the installation of the meiris, so it wasn't because of that. So there was some other source of light and some other reason as to why it was dark prior to the Inovi. So that's the pshat in Lachei Shachko Alayl. Right. Upagdam Yisosi Alayl. Alright. Now it is to be understood in a figurative way, made matter levushi. Why does Rashi say it all of a sudden? Because this pasuk is mentioned in connection with Yimorishay, before the Kriyas HaMeiris, before the installation of the stars and the sun and the moon. So the rise of the sun was not the cause of the emanation of light, so there was some other cause. We don't know exactly. There was a certain kind of an emanation of light. So that he calls Heid Mata Levushi. Whatever it was, that's esoteric, but he calls it Heid Mata Levushi. Upagdam Yisosli Yehne Shiro Lishamish B'yehne Ulachei Shech Tzivo Lishamish B'laylo Koro Kimelech Shekoro La'avdei Sheyovei Lefono. Alright, anyway, here we have in this Gemara a very basic halacha that what constitutes lilo, tzisak chov. Tzisak chov. For kaimelon that is, so for kaimelon that is a chov in yimomu, imri, di pshita li gemara that tzisak chov in yimomu, mishri maskinu misif peribiz di migile, di anlis ha-shacha ha-yemu, di chsiv anachnu isim di mlocho, מעלי זה שחר עציץ הכחובי, ואם יבואי לו נעלי לו משמו, והיין מלוכו, ומהוס אמנה ממוכח, דעציץ הכחובי ימו. Alright, so in other words, we see from this Gemara, and in Megillah, the Gemara says it more explicitly, that that Tzisakhovim constitutes Lyle. So this is the Kashi. So when is Minash Moshe's? The moment the sun sets. Even so, it's already Sophic Yeim, Sophic Lilo. And when does it become Vada Lilo? When the redness and the horizon disappears, when it's Hirsif Bonov. Now the Russian of the Braise is calls manship the Mizrach Madim. But the Gemara says it doesn't mean Mizrach, it really means Mayor. Ponim Hamadim is a Mizrach. In other words, like when the sun enters the house. The sun enters the house. So let's say the window is here. So you will see the rays of the sun on the other wall. So it means my earth. So when the Braise says Kol Zman Shepnei Mizrach Madinim, it really means as long as the western horizon. Pnei Mizrach means the western horizon. Ponim Amadinim Es HaMizrach. So as long as the western horizon is red, you know, close to sunset, you see a redness on the western horizon. So it's not Vader Ailo. But when it's Hirsi, when the redness completely disappeared, not only Limato but Limailo as well, so then it's Vader Ailo. What, how many minutes after sunset is it when the redness disappears? Vikel mandom ahosom shnei chalkimil. Now, two-thirds, that's a machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Most Rishonim pasken like Rabbi. But Rabbi Yosef says three-fourths of a meal. Now, but Rabbi Yosef says two-thirds of a meal. Why does Stasis mention Rabbi Yosef Shite? Not Rabbi Shite? I don't think it makes a difference. Anyway, between two-thirds and three-fourths, so there is a difference in one-twelfth. So it doesn't make any difference. So, Vikel Mandoma Hosom, Shnei Chalki Mil. Shnei Chalki Mil. Two-thirds of a meal. Shehu Lifi Anire, Shom Deilo Lifnei Tzisak Chovi. Tzisak Chovi? So, how can it be reconciled with our Gemara and Gemara Megillah? Our Gemara and Gemara Megillah says that what constitutes Lailo? Tzisak Yehovi. And here, Rabbi Yudah says in Shabbos that as long as it's Yechsif Uponov and the redness faded away from the western horizon, so it's already Lilo, and that appears to be a good hour prior to Tzisak Yehovi. Why a good hour? So, in other words, if we say now, Amitam Shiti is that when do it become Vada Lilo? Amitam Shiti in Shabbos, in Psochim, Manin, all over Shas. Vochim, imunoches, I mean, all over Shas. Hamantam Shiti is that they have two shkias. Two shkias. Shkia Rishaino is what we call shkia sunset. When the sun visibly sets below the horizon. sets below the horizon. I say visibly sets below the horizon because it's only a visual thing, I mean. It's only a visual thing. So that is the first key. But according to Robert Tom and most Rishonim, so nothing happens halachically as a result of the first key. It's still in law. According to Rabbi Tam, now again, don't you ever mention it to anybody. Because it might be a nichshu. According to Rabbi Tam, so after the first key, one is allowed to do melach. One is allowed to do melach. And if I had to teach Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba Paskas like I'm saying, for Balabatim, some of whom are very ignorant, I wouldn't learn that sif in Shulchan Aruch, where the Mechaba says in Lecha Shabbos that after the sun sets, you're allowed to do Meloch for some time. But that's the Shita of Habitam. I wouldn't say it because of the Mirchos. One balabos, one very smart balabos, might hear that and then decide to drive the car the following Friday night after Shkia. I mean, the Rav said, I mean, what could be better? But according to Rav Natan, so after the Shkia Rishena, it's still Yim Gomor. Not Binash Moshes. When is it Binash Moshes? After Shkia Shnio. What is Shkia Shnio? When the sun enters the Uve Yorakia. Now what does it mean, the Uve Yorakia? The sun enters the Uve Yorakia. That's only a visual thing. It means, as the Minchas Kein explains it, because even after the sun sets, what do you mean the sun sets? The sun sets, the sun keeps on moving all the time. I mean, there is no one moment when it starts moving. When visually the sun appears to go down below the horizon. That's how it appears to us, below the horizon. Below the horizon. So then there is still ample daylight on the horizon. Why? Because the sun below the horizon sends out rays on the horizon. So there is a reflection of the rays of the sun on the horizon. Then, and that's the reason as to why the horizon is red. Why is the horizon red? Because of the reflection of the rays of the sun that are emitted, that is emitted. Now then, when the redness disappears, what does it mean? It means that the sun has already set a number of degrees below the horizon. So the Shkia Shnio is, and then the horizon becomes red. So according to Hanatan, why, that's called Shkia Shnio. When the sun enters the Uve Yorakia, and the Minchas Kein explains it, that is, the Shkia Shnio is that moment when there is no daylight on the whole horizon except in the western horizon. The western horizon. So there is daylight. In the eastern horizon there is daylight. So then it's Binash Moshes. And Dalet Milin after the first Shkia, then there is no daylight even in the western horizon. So Shkia Shnio is reflective, is expressive of the moment when the whole horizon is dark, except the western horizon. And Tzeis HaKichovim is expressive of the moment when the western horizon is also dark. That's why the redness faded away, you see, because it's dark already. As long as there is redness on western horizon, there is reflection of daylight on the western horizon. So, when is the important halachic shkia, according to Rav Natan? Not the first shkia that everybody calls sunset, but the second shkia. The second shkia. Now, you know, in astronomy, so the second shkia is called the end of nautical twilight. You know, there are three kinds of twilight. There is what is called civil twilight, and there is what is called astronomical twilight, and there is what is called nautical twilight. You know, it's important for the sailors, you know. Nautical twilight, when the whole horizon is dark and the western horizon still has daylight. So that's the end of nautical twilight. There's the end of nautical twilight. So the end of nautical twilight, that's the Shkia Shnia. That's what the Mechaskian says. And so then is the Shkia Shnia, and then the Nashmoshes begins. Then the Nashmoshes begins. Now, so according to Tesis Kashe, Vikel Mandoma Hosom Shnei Chalkimil Shehuli Fianire Shog Delutni Tzeis HaKichovim. So in other words, because Tzeis HaKichovim is Dalad Mili, let's say 72 minutes after Shkia. 72 minutes after Shkia. And when does the redness disappear? About 58 minutes after Shkia. That's the beginning of the, and then, I mean, another redness appears. When does it become red? According to Amitam, when is the horizon red? In other words, the western horizon red, that means there is daylight on the western horizon, but the rest of the horizon is dark 58 minutes after Shkia. So then, 58, 59 minutes after Shkia, so then the whole horizon is dark except the western horizon. So Rabbi Judah says there that he becomes Lilo, that he becomes Lilo, so V'ikel mando mahosom shnei chalkimil shehu lifi anire shob deo lifni Tzeis HaKichovim. Now the question is, we are assuming that Tesis accords with Rav Natan Pshiti. According to Rav Natan, so when is a Tirsif Ponov? When is a Tirsif Ponov? It's not Tirsif Ponov. So Mishetishka Achamo calls Mamshet Mizrach Madini. So when is Tishka Achamo and then you become Binash Moshes? Not after sunset. But it means Shkia Shnia. That's about 58 minutes after Shkia Rishino. And when do the stars come out? Dalad Mil. So the last two-thirds meal or three-fourths meal is Vinash Moshe's according to Avatam. So how does Tesis say Shehuli Fianire Shog Deilo with Nisis HaKichov? So it's not Shog Deilo. It's only a question of 40 minutes, 50 minutes at most, maybe 30 minutes. I mean, it all depends how much a meal is. If we say that a meal is 22 and a half minutes, so two-thirds of 22 and a half would be how much? How much is two-thirds of 22 and a half? Would probably be about close to 60 minutes. If we say that a meal is 80 minutes, so how much would two-thirds of of 80 minutes be about 30 minutes. So at most, 60 minutes, at most. So how does he say, Shehu ifi amire shog deu if nitzisek chodim? That's this discussion. Why shog deu? So you should say, Reva shog, not shog deu. So the Marshal says, the shog deu lav davke doesn't mean shog deu. It means a substantial interval, a substantial period. But it means Reva shog, 50 minutes, 40 minutes, 30 minutes, 50 minutes, at most 60 minutes. At most 60 minutes. Now, that's at most. Even if we say, like the Pirush HaMishnah Psochim, that the meal is 24 minutes, so how much would be 2/3 of 24? 60? So that's the very maximum. 60 minutes. How is 60 minutes Ishog Deilo? How is 60 minutes Ishog Deilo? So the Mashal says, Lav Davke Ishog Deilo. It means a substantial period. The Mashal says, the Teisves in the Kashe assumes that when Rabbi Yudah says Mishetishka Achamo it Mishki Arishayim, so then when it says Kol's man Shepni Mizrach Madimi, so then it's been Ashmoshis, and once the Hadomet, the redness disappears, so then it's already Lilo. And in the Kashi thesis assumes not like Rabbanatan, but like the Shittas Agro, that it becomes Benashmoshes immediately after Shkia Rishayna, and then it continues for 2/3 of the meal. Let's say 2/3 of the meal, the maximum, 60 minutes, all right. 60 minutes, and then it becomes, and when he says like Chovim Dalad Mil, 72 minutes. So we have 72. And especially if we don't say that a meal is 24 minutes, because that's only according to the Shita that a meal is a meal is 24 minutes. That's only the Shita Saram in Pirush HaMishneh. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh in Broche says that a meal is 80 minutes. If we say that a meal is 80 minutes, so how much would be 2/3 of 18, about 30 minutes. So when you subtract from 72, 13, so you have a 59, especially if we say that the meal is 22 and a half minutes, so Dalad Milin is 90 minutes. Then 2/3 of the meal would be how much? 15 minutes. So when you subtract from 90 minutes, 15 minutes, so 75 minutes. So it's certainly Shog Deilo. This is how the Marshal explained. So it's a kashya. Here the Gemara says that Lilo becomes a Tzitzak Chovim. And the Gemara in Psochim Daf Tzadikei says that when it's Tzitzak Chovim, Dalad Milin after the first Shkia, and there Rabbi Yudah says that it becomes Lilo Gomor when it's Shechafif Uponov. And that's two-thirds of the meal subsequent to the first Shkia. So that means about 50 minutes after Shkia. And according to the Gemara in Psochim, that is like a Chovin is Dalad milling. Now let's say 90 minutes or 72 minutes, doesn't make any difference. So between the Yechsif Uponov and Tzitzak Chovim, there is a short day or there is an interval of a good hour, maybe 75 minutes, maybe 59 minutes, but whatever. So it's a short day or it's a short day or there's the cash. And according to Mashal, Shom Dilo means 50 minutes, a substantial interval. So the Teretz is, Deinon Upkin, which is like a Chovim. Kidikom Ahosom Loike Chovim Dili Manirim B'yein, V'loike Chovim Ktani Manirim B'laylo, Elo Benyanim. Elo Benyanim. So in other words, that's why there is a suffix. So according to the Marshal and the Marshal, the Marshal only says that in the Kasha thesis assumed that the according to the Gemara in Shabbos, the Benashmoshes begins at the first year. But in the Keretz, thesis admits, I mean like Shittis Ramatam, the Benashmoshes begins after the second year. A second Shkia. So, but the question is, so why is it Sofik Lailo? After all, Tzisak Yehovim is only Dalad Milin. Dalad Milin after the first Shkia. Not 3 1/3 meal after the first Shkia. So, because Tzisak Yehovim means 3 Kehovim Ben. So the question is, what kind of kechovim beinim? What kind of kechovim beinim? Because medium magnitude, so who knows what a medium magnitude is years ago, 50 years ago. So the Rabbonim of the Vader Rabbonim in New York decided to inquire from the astronomical observatories in Washington, D.C., how many minutes after sunset. So do 3 stars of medium magnitude appear? So the answer given by that astronomer in the astronomical observatories was that in the summertime, 45 minutes after sunset, and in wintertime, 40 minutes after sunset. And because of that, the Vader Rabbonim in those days decided in the calendar accordingly. In other words, that in the summertime, so Mitzuri Shabbos, you can do Miloche 65 minutes after candle lighting, because you light the candles Friday, 20 minutes before Shkia. So, in other words, 45 minutes after Shkia, so it's 65 minutes after candle lighting time. And in the winter time, an hour after candle lighting. But I don't understand it. The astronomer in the astronomical observatories knows exactly what Kehovim Beinim is. He gave an answer according to what he considers as a star of medium magnitude, but that does not have to coincide with the Kehovim Beinim of the Gemara. So Jesus is saying, that's why Einachanan, the thing that constitutes Lailo is Jimmy Kehovim Beinim. But the question is, what kind of Kehovim Beinim? There are all kinds of degrees of Kehovim Beinim. All kinds of degrees of Kehovim Beinim. So, when it is 58 minutes after Shkia, Rishayno, according to Ramatan, so then there is a possibility that they are already Kikidim Chombeim, but maybe not. Until is the 72 minutes after Shkia, 90 minutes after Shkia, not that story in the Hashbeinis of Milin, so then definitely they are Gimel Kichombein. They are Gimel Kichombein. From the astronomical observatories in Washington D.C. is ridiculous. Assuming that the astronomers in the astronomical observatories in Washington D.C. know exactly what Chazal mean by Gimel Kichombein, but the vision of people today is not the same as the vision it was Bisman HaTanoim. So how can we rely on that? I think it's a ridiculous approach. But people don't know, so say they see, mention, oh, that's the halacha. So that's the pshat metesves, according to the marshal and according to the marshal. Now, it's the same thing, the same pshat. The only difference is that according to the marshal, when Tesves says, shefu lifi anireshov deilo lifnei tzisakichovim, so Tesves doesn't mean shov deilo mamesh, 60 minutes. What it means is substantial period. How much? 50 minutes. The Marshal says that's strange, that Tesis should call 50 minutes Shor Deilo. So the Marshal says, Tesis in the Kashe assumed even if we will not assume like Havnetam. Not right, because the game before Avnetam agreed with the Shittas Agor, and that when the Gemara says Mishetishke Achamo it Mishki Rishena, when the sun sets, not when the whole horizon is dark, except the western horizon, when the sun enters the Uvi Rokia. So that was the Shittas Hagenim before Avnetam. Avnetam changed it. But the Shittas Hagenim was like the Shittas Agor. So the Marshal says that tasteless in the Kashe, so he said, V'ikal mandolo chosom shnei chalkimil, shehu, assuming not like Avnetam, lifi amir eshov deil v'nzisa kechovim, so it's difficult. So Tesis Teretz is Dinan Pkim it is a Kechovim. Gigam Hosom like Kechovim Dim and Yerim Yen Kofan and Yerim Lailo Beleni. And Mele and Tishke Achamo doesn't mean Shkia Rishena, but it means Shkia Shnia. So why is there a suffix? Because we don't know exactly what kind of a magnitude Kechovim Beleni has. So Tesis should say in the Teretz, according to the Marshal, in the Teretz, they know Pkim is a Kechovim, ki dikom ha-rosom loy Kechovim dil manirim yei, ve loy Kechovim tanim hanirim bilaylo, and ve in kam shob delo if this is a Kechovim. Rak reba shob, why doesn't he say it? Monefshah, if the Kashi assumed like the Gainim, so, and in the Teretz not, so he should say it, doesn't mention. So it's much smoother if we say like the Mashal, but not if Chisela im Ashor, so it's a big day happening to you. Now look at the lotion of the Mashal and the Mashal. The Mashal first. Vikel man dem Ahosom Schneechal Gnir. Nichtab Bitzad. Pirush lechol ha-pochis v'kol shkin mandoma plotech al-kemil she-hu gimul revi'is ha-mil v'hu mahalach ele v'tof kuf chalokim because mil is mihalach 2,000 amo et ele v'tof kuf amo v'koshel l'imashom ha-shor g'deila in zi shor shalechot mechotal b'yei Doch mir gufe mahala schlisho poches chilek lamit. In other words, schlisho is 20 minutes. Poches chilek lamit, 1/30th is 2 minutes. So how much is a meal 80 minutes? So what kind? And 2/3 of a meal? So would be about 30 minutes. Ela shol deilo kelimar eis godin. Then the masho. What does the masho say? Vayin al chavnos v'ashim v'hai lishnish kosos v'kan l'kan yishol deilo ein yishol. Vayin al chavnos v'mashal d'laf shol deilo mamish kamwa. Elo zman godeo v'eid yesh lehaf yashin. Lehadra akushi. This is the kashi kamre di shogdilo mamishish. Lefi anire, mizman shkia sachamo, the first shkia tzizakichor. Lefi anire. But then in the teretz, he's like having a tam, so you should say it. So ika is chosam na sefer. It's very strange. So the marshal's pshat is better than the marshal's pshat. I think there's another possibility. I mean, I wouldn't mention it except for the fact that Maram Alashker has that chicken. The Maram Alashker is one of the Rishayim, and he is chilek on Rabbi Tam Shiti. He's chilek on Tam Shiti. Rabbi Tam Shiti is that after Shkia Rishayim, it's still Yim Gomo. In Gomu, when does it become the Nashmoshes? Only 3 1/4 meal or 3 1/3 meal, depending whether the Nashmoshes is 2/3 or 3/4. So only 3 1/4 meal subsequent to the Shkia Rishayno, he is chilek. He says when the Gemara in Shabbos says, like the Gor. But he doesn't say what the Gor says. The Gros says, when the Gemara in Shabbos says that Mishitishke Achamo is Binash Moshes, it means Shkia Rishayno. So it's already Binash Moshes. And then 3/4 of the meal later is already Laila Gomo, Laila Vadai. So why does the Gemara in Psochim say that Tzitzak Yehovin is Dalet Milin subsequent to Shkia? So he says, Gmorim Psochim, when it says Sisakachovim, and there's the Shittas again of Chapsril going, Rav Haigoy, doesn't have reference to Gimuk Lechovim Beinim. Gimuk Lechovim Beinim, Gimuk Lechovim Beinim, that takes place 3/4 of the meal subsequent to Shki. But only Lechovim Beinim, but Lechovim Tamim don't appear. But then, as it becomes darker and darker, so smaller stars are visible. So when do all the stars appear? There's Dalet Milin. So it's an astronomical phenomenon that Gemara in Psochim is saying. It's not mentioning a halacha, because the only Gimdi Yitzias Gimuk Lechovim Beinim has halachic significance. But Yitzias Koach Yechomi, that doesn't make it in the Lail. That make it Lail. That's what the Gor says, and there's the Shitas. Again, now, there's another question. Why Monifshach? If Lailo becomes after Yitzias Gimu Kechovim Beninim, long before all the Kechovim Tanim come out, so why does the Gemara in Psochim mention us? Who is interested? Why the Gemara wants to teach us astronomy? So the Gemara could tell us other astronomical phenomena also. Why all of a sudden? So the Shibila Aleket says, and apparently Shibila Aleket agrees with the Shita of the Gemara. That it becomes Minash Moshe is a Chkiya Rishenu. So he says, and then it becomes Lailo 3/4 of a mil later. But he says there is a mitzvah to be Mesif Michaela Lakedesh. So he says that one can be Mesif Michaela Lakedesh until Dalet Mili subsequent to Chkiya Rishenu. Dalet Milin subsequent to Shkia Rishenu. Now, in other words, that's why the Gemara mentions Yitzias Koach Yechovim. Why the Gemara wants to tell us an astronomical phenomenon, so there are other astronomical phenomena. Why does the Gemara tell us that? No, it has halachic significance. It doesn't have halachic significance in respect to the determination of Lailo. That is determined, Lailo is determined with the Yitzias Gimel Kechovim Beinim. But there is still a mitzvah of Meisim Mechil Lakedesh as long as there is some daylight in the horizon. But when it becomes completely dark, how do we know that it's completely dark? That even the smallest Kehovim can be seen already. So Memele, then you cannot be Meisim Mechelakesh. Why? You can be Meisim Mechelakesh until the next morning. Until when? Until Daugni. And it is interesting. Before my family went to America, my father had been already here for a year in America. So my mother, Zachen Levroche, with the younger children, visited the relatives. So my mother had a sister in Vilna. So I went along. So we were in Vilna, so we visited the Goyen Shul. At that time it existed. Now it doesn't exist. And they kept up in Minyan until the Holocaust. So they kept up in Minyan in the Goyen Shul. Well, all the Minogi Agro prevailed, you see. You hear in Yerushalayim they follow up the Minog Agro. All right, in certain things they follow up the Minog Agro. In certain things they don't follow up the Minog Agro. So, I mean, but there the Mamesh followed up the Minogi Agro the way the Gro was made in his lifetime. So there I was in the shul. And the Gabbai of the Chur told me that in the Besakneses Agro, so the practice has been, now the Gor was Chilik Anshidas Lametam. Chilik Anshidas Lametam. So he certainly wouldn't expect him to observe 72 minutes. I mean, he was Chilik Anshidas Lametam. And his Matre, he rejects Shidas Lametam. How can Lametam say such a strange thing that after Shkia Rishenu and even half an hour after Shkia Rishenu when it's dark it's still Yom Gomor, you're allowed to do Meloche. I mean, how can you say such a thing? So in the Crosby Midrash, until the Holocaust, Mitzoy Shabbos winter time, they davened 90 minutes after Shkia. And summertime, they daven 2 hours after Shkia. What kind of a Shia is that? There's the Shita of Dalad Nilam, that's Rabbanatam Shita. But the Gaon is Chelikan Rabbanatam. The answer is, the Gaon is Chelikan Rabbanatam, and the Shbila Aleket was also Chelikan Rabbanatam. So how does he explain the Gemara in Psochim Daf Tzadikei? That it means, it is a Kohen just an astronomical fact when all the Kohen appear. Why is that important? Why is that important? The answer is, it is important. As long as it's not completely dark, there is a mitzvah of being Meisim Mechil Lakish. And the Goyen didn't want to end the Shabbos early. As long as you can be Mikayim a mitzvah of Mechil Lakish, so they didn't admire it, you see. They didn't admire it. So that's the Shite. There's the Shite Sagro and there's the Shite Sagro. Again, the Maram Alashker apparently did not have the Chuvis. We know because we have the Chuvis of Rav Sriel Goyen and Rav Hai Goyen, and they say the same thing as the Gosses. But Rav Natan changed it. But the Shite Sagro is the Shite Sagen of Rav Hai Goyen and Rav Sriel Goyen. And Rav Avraham Bnei Shel HaRambam has a tshuva. He also says like the Gaon. And he says that that's the shita of the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam shita is not like Rav Natan either. And it appears from Rashi and Shabbos that Rashi shita is not like Rav Natan. But most Rishonim adapted the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Maram Alashkia did not know the tshuvas of Rav Hai Goyen and Rav Sriel Goyen, and what he did know of Rav Avraham Bnei Shel HaRambam, because he mentions the tshuva of Rav Avraham Bnei Shel HaRambam. So Maram Alashkia is Chelik HaRambam. But then there is a kashe, there is a stire between the Gemara in Shabbos that says Mishetishka Achamo is Bin Hashmoshes, and the Bin Hashmoshes ends 3/4 of the meal subsequent to Shkia, or 2/3 of the meal subsequent to Shkia. And the Gemara in Shabbos says, since I call him his Dalad Nilam after Shkia, and he rejects Rav Natan's assumption that Shkia in Shabbos means Shkia Shnia. No, he assumes that it means Shkia Rishen, or whoever talks of Shkia Shnia. It's not even individual thing. So he says there is a machlekes asuyas. A machlekes between the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara in Shabbos, when it says Shkia Sachamo is, and that Bin Hashmoshes begins at Shkia Sachamo, so that means Shkia Rishino. And the Gemara in Psochem agrees that when the sun sets, it's already Bin Hashmoshes. Sofi Kim, Sofi Glaila. But the Machlekes between the Sugi in Shabbos and the Sugi in Psochem is in regard to the time that the Bin Hashmoshes period ends. Both agree that the Bin Hashmoshes period begins at Shkia Sachamo, Shkia Rishino. But according to the Sugi in Shabbos, it lasts only for 3/4 of minyan, or 2/3 of minyan. According to the Sugi in Psochim, it ends Dalad Nilam. But the Maram Alashker himself says that even though the Sugi in Psochim mentions Rabbi Yudah is the one who says that it becomes Laila at Tzitzak Chovim. That Tzitzak Chovim is at the end of Dalad Nilam. It doesn't say it becomes Laila. So, but Maram Alashker assumes it. But he says Dalad Nilam after Shkia. And Rabbi Yudah is the one who says that Mishetishke Achamo calls Manshet Mizrach Madimim. So is Bin Hashmoshes. And it becomes Laila 2/3 of a meal or 3/4 of a meal subsequent to Shkia. So is Chelek and the sugya in Pesachim. The sugya in both Rabbi is the Mora Dishmaitzi. But in the sugya in Pesachim, so Rabbi Yudah said it be Yankuse when he was young. So then he heard that Ben Hashmosh's period lasts for Dalad Mili. 72 minutes or 90 minutes. Whereas Biziknuse, that's Rabbi Yudah in Shabbos, he says that the Ben Hashmosh's period lasts only for 2/3 of the meal, 3/4. By the Sugi in Shabbos. This is what the Maharam Alashka says. If you have the Maharam Alashka here, it's Tshuva Tzadik Vokim. A very important Tshuva. And there he also mentions the Shita of Rabbi Avraham Meshal Ramam. I don't think that he mentions Rav Sriri Goyin Rabbi Goyin. I might make a mistake, but I don't think that he mentioned it. Anyway, if we are going to say the Tesvus here agrees with the Shita of Maharam Alashka, then the Tesvus is very small. So we don't have to say, like the Mashal, that Shor Gdelo doesn't mean Shor Gdelo of 60 minutes, but Shor Gdelo, we can say, Shor Gdelo means an hour, 60 minutes. Yeah, maybe even 75 minutes, and that's why Tesvus says that Shogdelo, in other words, 90 minutes minus 15, so 75 minutes, so it's more than 60 minutes. So it's a Shogdelo. And we don't have to say like the Masho, because according to Masho's Pshat, so in the Kashe, taste is assumed, not like Anatam. In the Teretz, he assumed like Anatam, so he should say something in the Teretz about Shogdelo. Why doesn't he say anything about Shogdelo? After all, that was the main difficult thing, Shogdelo. So, but we can say that this Tesvus, who is the Ri, does not accord with Hamadam. Does not accord with Hamadam. He accords with Hamadam. He agrees on Tam on one point, that not with the Shittis Agro and the Shittis Areni. Because according to Shittis Agro and Shittis Areni, so then according to every Gemara, according to every Gemara in Pesachim or in Shabbos, so 3/4 of the meal subsequent to Shkia Rishenu, so it's already Laila Gomor, it's Mutab Loche. It's Mutab Loche. But he holds that according to the Sugya in Psochim, it's only Mutar and Loche 72 minutes after Shkia. But he has the Shita of Maharam Alashka. So that's the Kashi. Well, all right. So there could be a Machlekes. But how could there be a Machlekes in Shor Delo in regard to the Mitzies? After all, either Kehovim Beninim appear 80 minutes after Shkia, or they appear 72 minutes after Shkia, or 90 minutes after Shkia. How could there be a Machlekes in Mitzies in such a vein? So David says, no, it's not a Machlekes in Mitzies. It's a Machlekes indeed, because the Aloha is Gimel Kechobim Beinim, but there are all kinds of Gimel Kechobim Beinim. So the Sugi in Shabbos holds, it means Gimel Kechobim Beinim that appear at 2/3 of a meal after Shkia, and according to the Sugi in Psochim, it means the Gimel Kechobim Beinim that appear Dalad Milin after Shkia. It's also strange, but there is a possibility. And then, I mean, either this or the pshat by the marshal. The marshal's pshat is a big deal. Because Rika Hosna Sefer, Monefshach, in the Kashi, he assumed, not like Amitam, that it Nishtishka Hamo in Shabbos means Shki or Sheino, and in the Teretz, he agrees with Rabbi Tam, Nishki Shnio. So he should say it. Why doesn't he say it? Why? Right. Meisve. Hallelujah, kol keich v'yeir. Al me'yir u'teu. What does it mean, Keich Ve'eir? The stars that shine at night. So we see the Teir is ashamed of all for the night. Horekom. Halu kol ha-kichovim ha-mir. In other words, it's not the stars that rain at night, but kichovim that emanate light. אבל מה אתה כחוב מהמהירים הוא דיבוי ישפוכה, שאינו מהירים ודיבוי ישפוכה, וכסיב הלו כל צבו, אלו הוקו משמו. והיר כחוב אינה מהיר, ומה נפקי מיני אלו לנידע מן העיר. לנידע מן העיר. לידע מן העיר. So he says, דתנן, סודגויס מרגלנדי, אין זה לא מישנה ולא פרייסי. But it is mentioned somewhere. I mean, so what should we be there? We have to say the Tanya, not the Tnan. So it's not a price here, but the Gemara mentioned it. So Mishnah it certainly isn't, because it's not in the Mishnayos, but the price. So we don't have it mentioned anywhere else. So it's mentioned here, so we have to be there with Tanya. We cannot just not be there as anything. Manafnu imeir ki Tanya, di Tanya, haneida minoeir, osso beiron shal kichot. Now the Rashi. Hokom ashman li kichot na meir, leilam kichot ma mirin koma. Udiko kash lo choshin o mirin loi, Hodi nokat keich ve'eir, lavu niti keichovim sheno mirim. Dichol keichovim yesh la meir. Veleke lemu de mide, ukoash minon, de'eir keichovim koreir. Vinafke mine leneider anoye minoeir, shei yose beren shkochom. Actually, there is a strange expression in Rashi, because from the Rosh Nagmore it appears, from Moras Kashi, אלא מעטו כחוב מהמירים הוא דבוי ישבוכה, שאינו מהירים לא יבוי ישבוכה. It appears that there are stars that shed light and there are stars that don't shed light. And it's something very strange. I mean, how could there be stars that don't shed light? A star, by definition, is something that sheds light. If you look up in the dictionary, star, so you'll see it is a body in disguise that sheds light. I mean, there's a definition of a star. So how can the Gemara say, El me'atok yichob ma'mi'irim, who di bo yishvuche, she'inu mi'irim li bo yishvuche, ol kichob ma'mi'ir, but Rashi does say, hod no katich ve'ir, lav limuti kichobim she'inu mi'irim, di chol kichobim yesh l'me'ir, monef shech, if kol kichobim yesh l'me'ir, so how does the Gemara say, el me'atok yichob ma'mi'irim li bo yishvuche, she'inu mi'irim li bo yishvuche, there is no such thing. So the Rashi is difficult. I didn't see anybody should raise the question against Rashi. I don't know why. But I think the Pshat is as follows. In other words, star in English by definition is a heavenly body that sheds light. That's a star. But there are stars and there are planets. A planet does not have to shed light. The Earth is a planet. It's not a star. Now, the term kichovim in Lashon HaKodesh has two meanings. One meaning of kichov is in the sense of a star. So there is no such thing kichovim she'en yirin. Star by definition. But Kechov can have reference to any heavenly body, whether it's a star or a planet. You see, I mean, Mars can be called a Kechov. It doesn't shed light, it's not a sun. You see, so Mele, the Gemara, the question is, when David says, in this capital, halu kolkeich ve'eya, kolkeich ve'eya, how does he use the term keich ve'eya? I mean, in the sense of stars or in the sense of the planet? So the Gemara said like this, elamato kichovim amirim hudi bo yeshuche. In other words, Voksiv halu kol tzvokov, elo hokamash melon, because when David says halu kol keich ve'eya, so he uses it in the sense of star. So he says, but, and planets that are not stars, so that is mentioned in another pasuk in Alu Kol Tzvov. Like Ukoash Minon. So in other words, why did David have to express this fact of the stars giving praise unto the Rebbeinu Shalom separately? After all, he mentions halu kol tzvo, so that includes stars and planets. So why does he have to mention halu kol keich ve'eya separately to tell us that the light of the kichovim is considered light? What's in afimine v'gabi anidam ne'eya is also be'eron shel kichovim. Teacher says, "Miu heichad loshim yodim nik loshim amikho, as lino nachaloshim meyorom. Kedamino meirach gabeimer mishkol yodi olayim deraisi kiberes kulo bindorim. Oh, haloshim yodim daein adot. Now, meis leir yokum retzeach yiktaloni ve'ebien uvelaylo yekigane. So the posik describes the moral turpitude and the lifestyle of a criminal. Of a criminal. Leia Yokum Ritzeach, Yiktaloni Vevye, Uvalailo Yikigame, Homidukoma Uvalailo Yikigame, and the posik here near describes the activities of the criminal in the nighttime vis-a-vis activities, his routine in the daytime. So that indicates that air designates the day, the daylight part, whereas Lilo designates the night part of the day. Ho, you come out Lilo Yikigano, Al Meir Yimomi, Ho Som, Ho Hekoma, in Kitaloch Musikinere, Dani Foshis Kose, Ritzeachu, Vinitin Latili Binavshe, Vimisapkoloch Milse Kelel Yeye Binecho Kigane, Beloy Nitin Latili Binavshe. Now let's see the Rashi. Nichlal deya dreishe dikho yimomeu. Vorkam. Bien kishevri drochim hilchim. Emet retzea beima drochim. And the crossroads. Beherba. Vinetilis mameno. Uvelailo. Hunase kigame. Lach to break in. Lach to bot in the lign. Hochekoma. Ipsi de loch milse kin here dan frosches kose ritzea. Vi nitin la zile bin apfi. Hoikoma, maschen os loch teo vishu so abom machteres lehergei. Ki di xi bin machteres himo ze agano vuko vme isin li domihin. In boch lecho adovo ke yashu bo alis kin frosches. Dani kolodom chutz mi aval ben. Vi chayitze be ishe maka be ishe uaya be miei. אבל שור כל עוד המימוי הוא בא למומנים את כנגדי להציל ממנו מומני זה מדורו והרגי רצח הוא וניתנו רישוס לכל הקדם להציל אז בא למומן בנפשי של בוב מחתרס ובלילו אם ניסף כלוך כלילו כנין שעוד אמרי אף כושו אוביכו ורחמו ולך ואם הוא יסיים את כנגד להציל ממן חוין חו הרגכו יבינכו כי גנב ולא ניתן להרגי So what does Rashi say? Rashi say that this posik in Yev has reference exclusively. I mean, this is how it appears on the surface. That this posik has reference to an Avi father who commits burglary, who breaks into the house of his son. So stamov is merachem al ben. No matter how cruel and ruthless he is, but a father cannot have the heart to kill a child. Impossible. Even if he's the biggest roshi, how can a father kill his son? Some melee. If a father breaks into the house of the son, so the son is not allowed to kill the father, because he's not ready. Why is he gone? Why can he kill the gun? So, in machteres yimotze aganov, the hook of a maze, only done, he's not a ritzeach. Not a ritzeach. Why isn't he a ritzeach? Because in the mind that's me alma mainly, there is a presumption that when the balabais finds the burglar in his house, so he cannot remain indifferent. He cannot remain indifferent. I mean, there is a story, I mentioned it last year, I think, about Chaim. I mean, my father was a young boy. So one night, so everybody was waking up because they heard people walking into the house. So then Bobby, my grandmother, so the children frightened. So Chaim said, do lie in bed. I mean, and then he woke up his sons. I mean, my father was a teenager then, and Rabobo, and my father's older brother, Sol Gershon, was a little older. And Rabobo was a young boy, was probably, 7 years old. Rabobo was much younger than my father. And he woke them up and said that he should go out. So he, with his three sons, went out, and then they saw, this is the story I heard with my father, two men, completely naked, born down, completely naked. So my father and Rabbi Gershon and Rabobo, as young as he was, they wanted to scream, you know, and fight. Rabbi put his mouth on their mouth, he said, Schreit nicht, was darf man verschämen? Man darf man verschämen. Darf man verschämen. Ging zurück in Bett. And he went away, and they were the two, two guys to carry out certain things. They did. Then, in the morning, my grandmother was hysterical, you know, I mean, she was all frightened, all shaken up. And she was angry at Rabchaim, I mean, why he acted that way? But anyway, so then the story was told to all the people, and there were many Lomdim in Brisk, you know, who knew the halacha of Habob Machteres. It doesn't mean Darf Machteres. Even if he comes through the door, he has a din of Machteres. Why? He has a din of Rebbe. Because if the rabbi is in the mind, that's my own name. Chaim was different, you see. He was my mitzvah. But the average rabbi is, he's not minding us now, my man. Some Mele, when he sees the Ganev breaking in, so he'll oppose him. So the Ganev knows that. So why does he go? So he decides, if the rabbi puts up an imposition, so then I'll kill him. Even though the rabbi has the opportunity, the alternative, to say to the Ganev, you are my friend, you know, I like you. You want to steal? Take whatever you want. So then, the Ganev will not kill him. The Ganev will not kill him. Can't go say, you are such a wonderful fellow. You'll just take everything and leave. So why should he be allowed to kill him? After all, there is a halacha. Ot miyoche latzili b'echod miyivoro. So it's not Nikolatzele Benafshe. It's not Nikolatzele Benafshe. In other words, if somebody is really v'charavegele horge, but he can save the victim by shooting him, let's say, in the arm, so he'll become amputated, he won't die. So then he's not allowed to kill him. So as kamo v'chamo, we should say, if there's an opportunity to let him take the money, not to scream, not to fight him. So it's like Yochlatzili, Bechot Nivok, even more. So the answer is, that's the Tzirasakos. That inasmuch as in the case the Balabais does put up a resistance, so then the Ganef is ready to kill the Balabais, even though the Balabais has no alternative not to fight him, it doesn't happen. So it's Heta. And that's the reason, you see. but there is no Rambam noch as Neve. Or this Rambam is Neve. Oh, he is Rambam. Bob Machteres, Bain Bien, Bain Belaila, Inly Dummy, Elohim Hogi Balabai, Sichor Otom Pturi, Urishus Yish Lechole Herge, Bain Bechel Bain Shabbos, Bechol Mise Shechelim La Mise, Shenemar Inly Dummy. So Chaim said to them, the Rambam doesn't say it's a mitzvah to kill a gane for vaccine. Let's say Nidl Chasritziach Ushmiras Nefesh, when the Rambam mentions Avo aredi farachaveri lehorge. Afilo hoyo aredi fkotu. Harikol Yisroel mitzubin lehatzil anirdef miyad aredi vafil binafshish aredi. And if he doesn't, he's evil sandlam racho, he's evil ktisles kapo, he's evil sochis nacho. So it's a chayv to kill the aredi. Here, the Rambam doesn't say it's a chayv. Rishus. And the Rambam says, if the Barbais kills him, he's potter. He cannot be sentenced. He's potter. He's not a Ritzayah. But Smashan Rosh Rambam, he's not such a wonderful person. He doesn't deserve him to be interviewed on television. He's not to be considered as a hero, you see. Never mind, I mean, the vigilante, I mean, so. He has a right, he's not a Ritzeach. But it's not the ideal thing. If it had been the ideal thing, so the Rambam should say, roll the hog of the harpers. He says, Potter, in Horag is a Potter, or Rishushi. What do you mean Rishushi? He has a legal right. It's not, it's like novel Rishushatea. Certainly not a Chay, not a Mitzvah. Why not? The answer is over there when he intends to kill and there is no other alternative, you know, to let him stay alive. So, there's the Sandro Mrachol, Zorz Necho, Katizu Kabo, in order to save the Nirdev. But here there's an alternative. He can let him take the money. So you lose money. So that there is no hate. But the Torah gave a license. In the mind of the Torah gave a heaven. So actually, it's a concession to human weakness. This is their sacrifice. Because in the mind of Aslan, yes, it didn't already. There's no Ritzich. But it's not the ideal thing. So why should I scream? Why should I scream? Why should I do invasion? Now, then it was that, of course, no one accepted. They thought that Reb Chaim was a little queer. Anyway, 2 months later, these two Ganovi, who are known to have been addicted, you know, to crime, to theft, they became real Balichuvi. Because Reb Chaim didn't let his children scream. Didn't let his children scream. So in other words, the halacha of Machteres is a das da kann die Diener Freude. Die Diener Freude. So, but it's a special aloha. In other words, that's the aloha. That if somebody makes a hold upon you, he holds upon you. In other words, and if you don't, he's ready to kill you. If you fight him, it's not for sure to kill. So I mean, in regard to the question of that famous vigilante in New York, you know, I forgot his name already. Yes. What is his name? Guess. What?
Get.
The engineer, yeah. So, did he have a right? He had a legal right. It says not for sure. And the din of Machteres applies to a goy too. I mean, as a matter of fact, Rabbi Zameisha Horowitz in his Agoyes and Gemara Pesachim. So he says, because the din of Reide, that posuk in Yev doesn't deal dafke with Jews, with goy. The Nechter is also a loch of Reide, it's Gemara in Sanhedrin. So he had a legal right, he's not Ritziche. But he's a wonderful person, no, not a wonderful person. At best, he could be a novel Bishus at all. At best, but not a wonderful person. Not a, it's not, a, doesn't deserve, you know, to be treated as a hero. It's not a good thing, you know, to kill when there is another alternative. So, anyway, but there is no Ritziche. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that one has a right to kill every ganef who is born Machteres, except Ava Borne. So Rashi says like this here. Masha Noslohotel, Rishus Abo Machteres, Leirge, Kidirsi, Machteres, Timotse Agano, Vihuk of a maze, Hilly Domim, in Boho, Hadovo, Kay, or Shu Boal, Iskini Forshay. The Haini Kolo Dom Hutz, Miavala Ben, Vihayetibe, Shemakabe, Shuave, Maid, Avo Shokolo Dom, Im Hoyobala Momenim, it Kinegde. Latzelman Lomene, Zemido of Hirge, Ritzeach of Nitin Rishus Lacholakid, and Latzel is Balamon in Nafshe, Shalbob Machteres, Ubalilo, Imisapte Loch Kilailo,